Yesterday we started the Perek. We did the Mishnah in Tzadiches Amud Beis, which listed for us four categories. We're going to get a fifth category of people who either cannot do avoda or cannot touch karbanos, they'll communicate tumma to them, cannot eat from karbanos after they become eligible, they become tahor. The Gemara now asks how we know that ability to eat from a karban depends on suitability for avoda earlier in the day, and not just to eat from the karban, to be cholek from the karban. Those are two different things. Eating and chiluk are two different things. Chiluk means for me to be able to actually claim a share in the Beis HaMikdash, which, as I put on your sheet, means that, number one, I'm independent from other people. I can go to the Beis HaMikdash and claim the karban. I'm not dependent on someone else's generosity. Number two, I have the ability to give it to others. And number three, I have the ability to eat after I become tahor. I'll get my share now, and I'll be able to eat later on in the evening, as opposed to ochel, which would suggest that I could eat right away. To be cholik means that I'm going to get a portion that I can eat later. So the Gemara is going to first discuss chiluk and eventually get around to achila. The Gemara asks, Tapa Tzadi Tesamet Aleph, Tapa 99a. How do we know that the ability to eat from the karban depends on my suitability for avoda later in the day? That was what we had said in the Mishnah, right? We said you have to be eligible. I'm sorry, that my ability to eat from the karban depends on suitability for avoda earlier. I think I just said later. The suitability for avoda earlier in the day. In other words, if I can do the avoda now, then I can take a share of the karban later on. If I can't do avoda now, then I can't take a share from the karban later on. How do I know that? Amar Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish explains, the Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Parshas Tzav, HaKohen HaMechate Yosa Yochalena, the Kohen who does the work with the karban, he does the Zrikas Hadam, is going to be the one who will eat it. So first we take this very literally. Literally speaking, Kohen HaMechate Yochal. The Kohen who does the actual avoda gets to eat. Shein HaMechate Yeno Ochel. And if he doesn't do the Chitoy, if he doesn't do the Zrikas Hadam, he doesn't get to eat. That's our initial statement. To which the Gemara says, really? You have to be the Kohen who does the avoda in order to be able to eat from the karban? Uklalahu, is that really the rule? Vare mishmar akula, de'ein mechatin va'ochlin, the entire mishmar gets to eat. They're not all doing the avoda, as Rashi says. Rashi is printed back on the bottom at Tzadiches Amud Beis. Uklalahu, Reish Lakish gufe yalev va'azel amilse. Reish Lakish himself is explaining his statement. It's not that Reish Lakish made a statement and then was challenged and all that. Reish Lakish himself is explaining. Uparich likra, he's challenging the pasuk. Admemele mitokum v'chaluka, until all ultimately, he's going to say it's not talking about achila, it's talking about achila getting a portion in the karban, and so on. So Reish Lakish himself asks, how can you tell me that the kohen who does the chitoy is the one who eats? What about the entire mishmar? So our first point is, ra'oi l'chitoy ka'amrinan. We don't mean the kohen who actually does the zrikas hadam. We mean the kohen who is suitable to do the zrikas hadam, as opposed to somebody who is ineligible. To which the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Hari Katan, what about a minor? De'eno roi lechito, he can't do the zrikas hadam, the ochel, but he gets to eat from the karban. Our assumption walking in is you're talking about actually eating. You can't tell me the kid doesn't get to eat from the karban. That's simply not true. We know it's not true. The Gemara answers, Elamai yochalena yechalkena. What did we mean when we said can eat from the karban? What we meant was for him to take a portion of the karban, for him to be able to walk up to the place where they're dividing the meat in the Beis HaMikdash and say, I want a portion. And the rule is, roi lechitoy cholik. If he is eligible to do avoda, then he can actually demand a share. She'eno roi lechitoy, if he's not suitable for the avoda of Zrikas Hadam, eino cholik. He can't demand a share, but he could very well eat. That's really what Reish Lakish was trying to say to me. It wasn't about achila, it was about chiluk. So it took us a few lines to get to that, but that's his statement. And the Gemara now asks two challenges. First of all, Harei Balmun. What about the Baal Mum? We challenged that when we read it in the Mishnah. Right? We read this rule in the Mishnah that you have to be Roy Lavoda in order to be Cholik, and we said, well, what about the Baal Mum? So now the Gemara asks the question, Hare Baal Mum, De'in a Roy L'chitoy v'cholik, he's not eligible for Chitoy, and yet he can claim a share. So our answer is, yeah, Baal Mum is a Yotzei Min HaKlal. Baal Mum is a separate category, because Baal Mum Rachmana Rabbiye, the Torah actually included the Baal Mum when it said, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochal Oso, that any male Kohen can take it. Any male, l'rabos baal mum. That means to include the baal mum. To which he says, how do you know that kol is meant to include the baal mum? Umar ra'isa, right? Ve'ema kol zachar l'rabos tevul yom. Maybe kol zachar means to include the tevul yom. After all, he's going to be tahor that night. Why can't it be the tevul yom? Mistabra, so our first answer is, baal mum havalei l'rabuye. It makes sense to expand to include Baal Mum, Shekein Ochel, because after all, he gets to eat from Karbanos in general. He's not ineligible in any way to eat from Karbanos. Since I know that if you give him Karban meat, he can eat, I also know that he can claim a share. That's the expansion. Not as a logical sense, but that shows me that he's the likely one to be included by the Gzeres HaKasuv of Kol. To which the Gemara says, Ad Rabba, but just the opposite. Tvul Yom Havalei L'Rabuye. You could expand to Tvul Yom Dila Urta Mechzachazi, because he's going to be suitable that night. To which she says, yeah, but Hashtamiya Halochazi, that's all well and good. But right now, he's not suitable. The Baal Mum is suitable at this moment. So the Baal Mum is more likely to be included. That's all our first answer as to how I know it's Baal Mum and not Tvul Yom. Rav Yosef gives me a second approach. Rav Yosef Omar, Michdi Mayochalena. Yechal kena? Lichtav Rachmana, yechal kena. He says, look, the Pasuk says, Yochalena, he shall eat it. You're telling me he shall eat it means he shall claim a portion. Then the Torah should have said, he shall claim a portion. It should have used the word, yechal kena. My Yochalena, why did the Torah say Yochalena instead of saying yechal kena? If you meant claim a portion, why did you say to eat it? Shmamina, roi l'achila cholik, sheina roi l'achila eino cholik. In order to teach me, you have to be suitable to eat right now in order to get a portion. And otherwise, you're not going to be eligible. If you see Rashi on Kol Zachar, which Rashi was it that I wanted to see? There was one Dafka that I wanted to see. Right, Rabbi Yosef Amar. The Rabbi Yosef's answer, his second answer is L'rabos Tvul Yom L'chaluka Lo Matziz Amres. It doesn't make sense to expand to the Tvul Yom. It isn't a question of it's more suitable to expand to the Baal Mum. It doesn't make sense to expand to the Tvul Yom. Ho Kimna Ma Yochalena Yechalkena. Because we say, what does Yochalena mean? Yochalena really means Yechalkena. So the Torah, by saying Yochalena, must be trying to teach me something. It means he has to be eligible to eat right now, which is the Baal Mum. So again, our first part, we wanted to know how you know that in order to be able to claim a share, to do chiluk, you have to be suitable for the avoda at the time of the karban. And our answer was from kol zachar, which we said logically includes the baal mum rather than the tevul yom, because he's suitable to eat right now. Number one, and number two, because the Torah's word choice, the fact that it said yochalena instead of yochalkena. That's our opening point. However, the Gemara has two follow up questions to this. We want to know, is the issue here really ra'oi la'achila, that you have to be suitable for eating at the time, or is it really about ra'oi la'avoda, that you have to be suitable to do the avoda? Which is it? And in order to answer that, we're going to provide two test cases of cases in which one is ra'oi la'avoda, in which one is ra'oi la'avoda, but not ra'oi la'achila. He can do the avoda, but he actually can't eat. As follows. Boy Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish asks, Baal Mum, Vahu Tameh. Let's say you have somebody who has a mum, so he can't do the avoda. And he then becomes Tameh after that. So initially, he could have done Achila and not avoda, right? And now he can't do either one. Maushi Chalkulo, do they give him a portion? Kevan de lo chazi, Rachmana Rabye Loshna. On the one hand, I could say, he wasn't suitable for the avoda when he was a straight baal mum. Rashi says, "Kevin lo chazi la avoda lechitui." Rashi throws in lechitui because it's the term the Gemara used. Vafilu mekame tumah. Even before he became tameh, he couldn't do the avoda. Rachmana rabbi lechaluka. But the Torah said, nonetheless, he gets to claim a share. Hilkach, Mali, I'm continuing in Rashi, Mali kishahu balmum lechudei, Mali kishu tamehu balmum, why should I differentiate between the balmum straight and the balmum who also became tameh? Dalo karina be hamechatei meikara, you don't call him the kohen who can do the avoda from the beginning, upalig, and yet he can get a share of the karban. Palig is like cholik. Hashanami niflog. Now too, we should say that he's able to be cholik, that he can get a share. So you follow Reish Lakish's question? I have somebody who wasn't suitable in the first place to do the avoda, but you were willing to give him a share. So now he's also not suitable for the avoda. Maybe he should also be able to claim a share, and then when he becomes tar, he'll be able to eat it. That's my question. As the Gemara continues, should I say, since he wasn't suitable, but the Torah expanded to include him, so I'm not going to differentiate? And the Bach throws in, Mali Balmum, Mali Balmum, Vuhutame, is the Bach's edition. Our edition is Mali Tame, Mali Balmum. Either way, the point is, why should I differentiate? O Dilma, or do I say that the key factor is not whether you can do avoda or not, the key factor is whether you can eat or not. And I'll say, O Dilma, Roy la'achila cholek, Shein Roy la'achila eino cholek. It's about whether you're Roy la'achila or not. And originally, when he was just a Balmum, he was Roy la'achila. And now he's a Balmum Tome, he's not Roy la'achila. So that's his question. That's our first question. And Rabba provides the answer by saying, look at the case of the Kohen Gadol who is an Onen. Omar Rabba Tashma, Rabba says, come in. Here we learned, Kohen Gadol Makriv Onen. The Kohen Gadol who is an Onen brings a Karban. Unlike the other Kohenim, he's an Onen, he still brings Karbanos. Veino Ochel, however, he doesn't eat from the Karban. Veino Cholek Lechola Erev, nor does he take a portion of the Karban to eat later on that evening. As Rashi says, Lechoba Erev, Lichshayipate Me Aninusa, when his Aninus ends. We're going to see more about that discussion about Aninus that night, but that's our assumption, is they bury, and that night he's no longer an Onen. Alma afa gab de karinan hamechateyo sa, so even though the pasuk says, hamechateyo sa yochalena, the one who does the avoda, lo palig, nonetheless, he doesn't get a portion. De ikar chaluka ba'achila tali, because taking the portion is dependent on whether you can eat or not, mida afka rachmana balashna achila, because the Torah said yochalena, like Rabbi Yosef pointed out. Hilkach man de maisi raya mi bal mum kodem tuma de palig afagav de ein roy lechitui. And therefore, you can say, regarding the bal mum who gets to eat before he's tamei, and who gets to get a portion before he's tamei, umei time of boys l'rabuye afla achar tuma, and therefore you want to say that he should be able to eat after he becomes tamei too, he should be able to get a portion that he'll eat in the end. Lav rayahi. You can't prove anything from there. Deboroi l'achila taloi velo boroi l'chitui. It's about being eligible to eat, not about being eligible to do avoda. Ubalmum below tuma roi l'achila. When he was just a balmum, he could eat. As the Gemara concludes, shmamina roi. You see that it's about achila. Again, let me say it outside of the Gemara, because I want to make sure this point is clear. What we're saying is, from the fact that the Kohen Gadol can do avoda when he's in Onen, but he doesn't get to claim a portion, that tells me it's not about Roy Lavoda, it's about Roy Lachila. And therefore, take that back to our case about the Balmum who became Tamei, it's not about the fact that he was eligible to eat when he was a Balmum. It is about the fact that he was eligible to eat when he's a Balmum, and therefore when he becomes Tameh, he loses his eligibility to eat, and therefore he cannot be Cholik. Balmum Tameh will not be able to be Cholik, even though he could when he was a Balmum. Thank you. Okay. That's our first. Our second question will be answered also with the Kohen Gadol Onen case. Boy Rav Oshaya asks, Tameh Bekarbonos Tzibur, one who is tamei and wants to get a portion from a karban tzibur. We mean here a karban tzibur which was brought b'tahara. Okay? Karban tzibur that is brought b'tuma, Rashi explains here, doesn't get eaten. We have the famous rule, tuma hudra b'tzibur, right? If everybody's tamei, then you get to bring the karban. You do get to bring the karban. However, no one's eating the karban. So we're talking about one that was brought by Tahor Kohanim. So the question is, if he is tamei right now, Maushi Chalkulo, can they give him a portion that he'll eat when he becomes tahor? Mi amrinan, do we say hamechatei amar achmana? Vayinami mechatei, the pasuk says the one who does the avoda gets to eat. So he does the, he could theoretically do the avoda. If you didn't have tahorim around, he could do the avoda by a korban tzibur, communal korban. The same question. Or do I say he's not suitable for eating? He's only suitable for the avoda. So the same answer. Look at the Kohen Gadol who's an onin. He's roi for avoda. He's not roi for achila. Amar Ravina Tashma Kohen Gadol Makrif onin ve'eno ochel ve'eno cholik lechol erev. Same thing. The Kohen Gadol who's an onin does the avoda but does not get a portion. Shma mina roi lachila bo'inon. Shma mina. You see that he has to be suitable for achila. That is the key factor. That concludes the first part of the Gemara.
How would Reish Lakish interpret the case of the Kohen Gadol?
How would Reish Lakish interpret the case of the Kohen Gadol? Why doesn't he take it? He's accepting. He accepts Rabba's answer. No.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I believe that Reish Lakish asked the question. Rabba gives the answer, and we're happy. Yeah. Onen nogeya ve'eno makriv. We said in the Mishnah that an onen is eligible to touch a korban. So here we're going to begin a discussion, a multi-parted discussion about aninus that's going to take us through the next few daf. To talk about what aninus is and what aninus is not. And it's important to remember that the way we use the term onen colloquially is not the way the Gemara understands the term onen. Meaning, there's a deoraisa of onen, which is the day of the death. However, if burial, for whatever reason, is pushed off by a day, that deoraisa period of onen ends, and then a new period of aninus dirabanan begins on the day of the kavura. We're going to have a machlokes about the night in between. We have to understand the nature of the night in between, but it's important to remember, we use the term onen very loosely. That's not the way that the Gemara uses the term. So our first point is not about the duration, but is about the nature of aninus itself, and is an onen eligible to touch a karban? So onen and nogeya, the Gemara asks. Your Mishnah said to me, an onen can touch a karban? Really? Very many. I'm going to throw another source at you. That's what Rimini actually means, you know. Right? Rimini doesn't mean that this is a question. Rami is the verb in Aramaic, meaning to throw. The Riminu means we throw sources at each other. At sources, not at other people. So Rimini, he says, look, Onein umuchusar kipurim tzrichen tevila lakodesh. The rule is, as a maila dirabanan, we say that an onein, as well as a muchusar kipurim, has to go to mikvah before he can touch karbanos. So, what are you talking about, onein nogeyam? So our first answer is Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Kasha, Kam B'Shatavol, Kam B'Shalotavol. He says, you're right. We're talking about where he was Tovol already. Where the Onen went to Mikvah, then he can be Nogeya. That's what we meant in the Mishnah. And that's our idea. And Rashi explains the case you're talking about, Onen Shatavol, Bo Bayom, Da'aninus Batsir Mechad Yom Alessa, means that he was Tovol that day. There is no such thing as aninus of less than a day. And Rashi is really, this Rashi is on the question that's coming up, but it works to explain things for us. As the Gemara in Bava Kama uses to define the state of aninus. So this is the tefillah, but take a look at the Rashi before it, which was that I had meant to see first. The Rashi before it doesn't have a dibur maschil, but it should be kankishatavol. Masnisin diksani one nogeya bishatavol aninuso bobayom. Our Mishnah that said the onen can touch the carbon is where he actually went to mikvah that day. V'hach tevila lo baya harav shemesh. You don't have to wait till the evening to become tahor. The maila derabanan bi'alma. It's just a maila derabanan. Like we said yesterday regarding the mechusar kippur. Remember the tosis that we discussed then, where we asked why would he have to wait till the evening? It's only a maila derabanan. You don't require harav shemesh. And we said, well, maybe it was just mentioned. Harav shemesh was mentioned because of the tevul yom. The same deal here. He doesn't wait till evening. So my first answer is that our Mishnah that said he can touch it is post tevila. So the Gemara asks, "V'chitaval mayhavi?" But who cares if he went to mikvah? Ha hadra ale aninus. Aninus returned to him. Da amar Rabba bar Rav Huna onen shetaval aninus chozeres alav. That's the rule. We just read the Rashi that the aninus extends for the entire first day. So now he goes back to being an onen all over again. He returns to aninus. So the Gemara says, you're right. I'm going to give you a second answer. And we're going to have to modify the second answer. But the way we present it first is, lo kasha, no problem. Hada asach daite, hada lo asach daite. In one case, he actually got distracted, and therefore he needs to go to mikvah. Our Mishnah is where there was no hesach hadas. He was careful not to touch the carbon. You only require tevila if he has hesach hadas, and not to touch then can touch the carbon. So the Gemara asks, hesach hadas shlishi ushvi, boy, wait. If you're telling me that the case where we require immersion is where he had hesach hadas, where he wasn't careful, in that case, he should have to go through a full 7-day purification process with the para aduma, hazah from the mechatas on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, the whole bit. Damar Rabbi Yustoi Rabbi Masud, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hesach hadas. The rule is, if you have hesach hadas, then you have to go to mikvah, not just go to mikvah, but go to the paraduma. So lo kasha, we modify the answer. It depends on what type of hesach hadas he had. He was careful not to touch the casket. That wasn't the issue. He's careful not to go into the cemetery. What he wasn't careful about was tumas sheretz. That's what we're talking about. He might have touched a creepy, crawly creature, such that he just has to go to mikvah. Ah, but wait a minute. Tamei sheretz, tamei matami ma'alyo. Someone who touches the sheretz and becomes tamei is fully tamei, and therefore harav shemesh boy. He should have to wait till erev. He still isn't going to become tamei just by going to mikvah. Ve'od afilu trumanami. Further, we say that a person who might have touched a sheretz has to go to mikvah before he can touch truma too. You told me that it's just about the issue of touching hektish. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah clarifies, but Omer nishmarti midavar hametameini v'lo nishmarti midavar haposlani. The answer is, what we're talking about here is someone who says, I was careful, I didn't touch anything tamei. I didn't touch a sheret, nothing. The only thing I might have touched was something that would disqualify me midirabbanan from eating kudshim. That's all. So therefore, I can touch it. The idea is, he was careful partway. To which the Gemara says, is there such a thing? Is there such a thing that you can be careful partway? And yeah, actually there is. Vatanya, here's the brisa. Odenu hasal al rosho. Man has a basket on his head. Umagrefa bisocho. And he has the magrefa. Magrefa literally we take to mean like a shovel, something used to scrape things away. Rashi tells you here, kli barzel, it was an iron implement. Verosha racha with a broad end. Umavdilin bo grogros and itbakar zubizu. And you use it to divide up the dried figs that have stuck to each other. So it's some kind of a metal implement. Va'amar, and he said, top line, libi al hasal, ve'in libi al magrefa. I was very careful to make sure the basket didn't become tameh. I was not so careful about the magrefa, to make sure the magrefa didn't become tamei. So the rule is, if he says that hasal tarva magrefa tameya, there is such a thing as guarding part way. That's the rule. The basket remains tar. So Gemara asks parenthetically, utatame magrefa lasal. Why doesn't the magrefa itself communicate tuma to the basket? Ain kli matame kli. No, because on that level, one kli is not going to communicate tuma to another kli. Utatame masha bisocho. All right, fine. However, why doesn't it communicate tuma to the actual food that's sitting in the basket? Omar Rava, but Omer shmartia midavra metama v'lo shmartia midavra posla. Rava says not only is there the possibility that you guard one implement and not guard another implement, but there's even the possibility that I guard it from certain things and not from others. I was careful that it didn't touch anything that could make it tame. I wasn't so careful about things that could make it puzzle. But if it's puzzle, it can't communicate the tuma to anything else. It's on the last rung of impurity, and nothing will be communicated any further. So my second answer to the question is, how does the awning touch the carbon? The answer is, it was where he was careful not to become pusle, but he wasn't careful about, he was careful about not becoming tame, but he wasn't careful about becoming pusle. So he just has to go to mikvah to remove psul, and that's it, but he can touch the carbon. He's not communicating anything to the carbon. Mm-hmm. He's pusle achila, yeah.
Yeah, but that could be true. When you're talking about kachim.
No. Psul, your last rung, is not communicable.
Even for kachim?
Correct. Psul means I've hit my last point where it will not communicate any further.
But something that's tamay,
it just means I can't eat the carbon, but I can touch the carbon.
No, but I'm saying if something has a din of psul,
yeah,
it will make something a shlishi, couldn't it?
No. It is a shlishi when it's at that point. This is the very last, whatever your hierarchy is and whatever you're dealing with, you know, whether you're dealing with truma where you can reach shlishi, but you're dealing with kachim, you can reach revi'i, you're the very last rung. There is nothing further. That's possible by definition. Yeah. So the Gemara says, that's our second answer, but we have a third answer. Igal gil milso matoy lekamed Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. The debate kept on raging. They're discussing this issue, and ultimately it comes to Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. This whole question of how is the onin touching the carbon? And Amar lehu, he said, lo shmiya lehu hada Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar or Rabbi Yonasan Amar Rav. Didn't they hear what Rav said? Ha'ochal shlishi shel truma. If you eat a third level truma, that's the last level of truma. So you eat a truma that is tamei on a third level. Aser lechol, you're not allowed to eat any more from these things, umutar liga, but you're allowed to touch. Okay, that's the rule. Actually, it's not truma itself necessarily. Rashi says it could be chulin that was prepared with the tahara status of truma. I like that better than eating truma that's tame. But the rule is he cannot eat truma anymore. He's tussled to eat truma. However, he's allowed to touch truma. Alma, you see, ba'achila avod rabbanan ma'ila benigiyelo avod rabbanan ma'ila. They create an additional level at which you can't eat, but you can touch, and that's what's going on with the onen. The onen is allowed to touch the carbon. So that's the object. We've resolved our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah is after Tevila. We rejected that answer because he returns to Haninus. Maybe the answer is it's where he wasn't careful about Psul. Or maybe the answer is because the Rabbanan made the Maila of requiring Tevila for an Onain, not to the extent of saying he can't touch, only to the extent of saying he can't eat. That's the rule for an Onain. Okay. We then said, Ve'eno cholik lechol. The onin does not get a portion of the carbon to eat later on. So the Gemara says, Miflag hu delo polik. That means he can't actually get a portion. He can't be cholik. Ve'chi mezamni le achil. But if others invite him to eat that night, he could actually eat. Very minu, but we learn, very many, onin tovel ve'ochel es pischol le'erev avalobekadshim. We learned explicitly the only carbon the onin gets to eat that night is the carbon Pesach. He doesn't get to eat other carbonos that night. So how do I understand it? Two answers. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Midifti, the first answer. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti says, Lo kasha, no problem. Kan b'Pesach, kan b'Sha'ar Yemos Hashana. It depends on whether it's Pesach or whether it's other carbonos around the around on other days of the year. Meaning, b'Pesach, Aydi da'achal Pesach, achal na'mi kachim. Pesach night, since we let him eat the carbon Pesach, he can eat other kachim, like the Chagiga, that's brought to make sure you eat the Pesach when you're full, you can eat that. Bishar Yemos Hashanah, the rest of the year, De lo chazi, he's not suitable, for any. Or De lo chazi, since he's not suitable, lo achil, he can't eat at all. That's the rule. Umay avalo bekachim, what did you mean then when you said he can't eat kachim? Avalo kachim shakal hashanah, it meant all year long. Pesach night, he can eat anything. That's my first answer. Rav Asi Omar Lokasha. Rav Asi gives me a second answer. He says this is not a problem. Kan shemes lames barba'a asar v'kavro barba'a asar. Kan shemes lames b'shlosha asar v'kavro barba'a asar. It depends on when the p'tira occurred. Did it occur on the 13th of Nisan? And then the burial was on the 14th? And therefore, by the time you're at the 14th, his aninus is only a derabanan aninus? Or is it where the death itself occurred on the 14th? The idea is Yom Kavura Lo Tafis Lelo Midrabanan. The night if
isn't an onen part of mitzvah? I mean, why is he doing all
this? The onen during his aninosis, but that night he's not an onen anymore. That night he's chayav in
the
right. But that's our assumption is that night he's actually up
when he's a bona fide onen.
Yeah. It would appear to be cut. Yes, that's correct. A bona fide onen will be part of the question. Is he really a bona fide onen? Right. So what he says here is that the Yom Misa, if the death occurs on the 13th, then that means that by the time you hit the 14th, he is now only an onen derabanan, and that night he's not an onen at all. His aninus is now over, and therefore he can eat from the carbon Pesach, and therefore he can eat other carbonos as well.
His onen is completely gone derabanan, or the onen derabanan is still there, but importance of
Pesach
overrides the
Onan. Right. So if you take a look at the way Rashi reads it, on Rav Asi Omar, you see Rav Asi Omar? Idi v'idi b'lele Pesachim. Both sources are talking about Pesach night. V'lo kashin, there's no problem. Ha'idi Pesachim, shemes b'yadala, b'kavar b'yadala. The Gemara in Pesachim where it said, that he can eat the Korban Pesach that night, but not other Korbanos, is where the death was on the 14th and the burial was on the 14th. Hilchach Pesach Ochel Avalo Bekadshim. Therefore, he can eat the Korban Pesach, but not other Korbanos. Da'aninus Laila Diyom Misa Derabanan. In the case where the death was the 14th, that night, he's an onen midrabanan, as opposed to, he continues, umasnis and kishames biyud gimel v'kavar biyadalad, our Mishnah, which indicates he can eat any karban, is where the death was on the 13th, the burial was on the 14th, the yom kavura gufei derabanan, the 14th itself is a derabanan, v'leila lo tafis afilu midrabanan, and that night is nothing, not even derabanan. That's the way that we, understand this.
But the 14th, but there's no kavura, he doesn't do anything.
That he doesn't do anything, he's still stuck. He's an only at that point. He's an only derabanan, so I shouldn't say that. Yeah, wait till the next discussion here. Wait till the next discussion. Yeah, that's exactly what's coming up. Okay, so our assumption is that we've resolved this problem. The Mishnah that says he can eat and we assume means any karban, is either talking about Pesach night, or it's talking about where the death was on the 13th, and therefore by the time he hit the 14th, there's derabanan, and the 14th at night, he's now nothing. That's our resolution. Therefore, he can eat from any karban in that case. Okay, but now we challenge our whole concept here. Because manatana aninus laila midrabanan, who is the one who says aninus at night, meaning after the yom hamisa, is it derabanan? Rabbi Shimoni, that's Rabbi Shimon talking. This Anya, as the Brisa says, Aninus Laila Midivrei Torah Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell me it's actually biblical. The Gemara is going to bring me the Psukim later on. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Onein Eino Midivrei Torah Ela Midivrei Sofim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's Derabanan. Aninus, that night is Derabanan. Teda, and I can prove it to you. Shari Amru, Onein Tovo Vochles Pistol Erev Avalo Bekachim. Right? He brings that source that we were looking at that says that he can eat the Karban Pesach that night, he just can't eat other Karbanos. End of quote. So the Gemara asks, V'savar Rabbi Shimon Aninus Laila Midrabanan? Rabbi Shimon believes Aninus that night is only a Derabanan. Vatanya, wait a minute, what about the following Braisa? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Onein Eino Mishaleach Karbanosav. That an Onein cannot send his Karban with somebody else. My love, Afilu Pesach, isn't that even the Pesach he can't send with somebody else? Meaning that Aninus must be a Del Raisa, because otherwise how is he becoming ineligible for the Karban Pesach? Well, Levarmi Pesach, no, that didn't say Karban Pesach, it said he can't send Karbanos. Pesach he can send, it's other Karbanos we're talking about. To which we ask from a stronger Braisa, which is going to spell out Pesach. Vatanya, the Braisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Shlamim, Kishu Shalim Mevi, Ve'eno Mevi, Kishu Onein. Shlamim can only be brought when you are whole. An Onein cannot bring it. The Shem Mishmuel in Parshas Kitisa and in Parshas Emor discusses this and says that a person who is in his sadness, he's in a state of Avelos, is not Shalim. He requires the tikkun of Avelus, going through Avelus to become Shalim. So therefore, he can't bring the carbon. I want to make sure to get through this brisa. Minayin l'rabos is atoda. How do we know that he can bring the carbon toda? Marbani is atoda. Shekein necheles besimcha kishlamim. I know he can't bring the carbon toda either when he's an onein because it's eaten besimcha just like the shlamim is. As Rashi says, the pasuk says, "V'zavachta shlamim v'achalta shem v'samachta." You bring the shlamim and be happy. V'toda shlamim ikri. The toda is also called a shlamim. It's a type of shlamim. Minayin l'rabos is ha'ola. How do I know that the ola can't be brought by the onein? Marbani is ha'ola shekin ba b'nedu b'nedava kishlamim. Because the ola is vowed like the shlamim is. The same rule applies. Minayin l'rabos b'chor u'maiser u'pesach. How do I know to include b'chor maiser and pesach? Pesach being the key for us. Marbani b'chor u'maiser u'pesach shekin inan boyan al-chait. I include those because they are not atoning for an avera. Just like the shlamim is not coming for an avera. Minayin l'rabos chatas va'asham. What about chatas and asham? Tamad lomar zevach. We have an extra word. The pasuk says im zevach shlamim karbano. You could have just said im shlamim karbano. The word zevach expands to include other karbanos that are shechted. Right, so apparently not. Apparently we can only minimize what we're including with it. So we go with chatas and asham, which didn't have other bases. Minayin l'rabos ha'ofos v'amenachos v'ayayin v'etzim v'alavon. Now, what about birds, which aren't zevach? Those are malika. How do you know about menachos, flower offerings, wine, etzim? Rashi says the person who wants to bring a korban etzim, he vows to bring wood to the ma'aracha. V'alavon or frankincense. Tamalom ar shlamim korbano. Kol korbano shu mevik shu shole mevi. Ve'no mevik shu onein. All korbanos that you bring, you have to bring when you are whole. Not one does not bring it when one is an onein. End of brisa. So, Kesanim, Mia Pesach. It said Pesach. That's pretty clear, no? So Amar Chista, Chista gives me the first answer out of five. The Gemara's going to have five answers. We're not going to get to all of them today because it's an extend over the next daf. But Amar Chista, Pesach Kedin Azvei, our favorite answer. You're right, Pesach doesn't really belong in the list. It was brought for nothing. It was just once we say Bechor and Meiser, Pesach just sort of falls out of our mouths. Right, Cheresh Shor Devekotan. Rav Sheishas gives me my second answer. My Pesach? What did you mean when you said Pesach? Shalmei Pesach, the Shlamim, the Chagiga that comes with the Korban Pesach. So he says, what do you mean? Then you didn't need to list it at all. Iachianu Shlamim. That was included under Shlamim. No. Tana Shlamim haba in Machmas Pesach, but Tana Shlamim haba in Machmas Atzman. We mentioned both types of Shlamim, the Pesach ones and the regulars. The Ilo Tana Shlamim haba in Machmas Pesach, had you not mentioned the Chagiga that's brought on Pesach night, Salka Deit HaChamina, I would have thought, as we in fact said earlier, Ha'olu Machmas Pesach Asi Kigufei the Pesach Dami, that since it's coming with the Pesach, we treat it like the Pesach. You can bring the Pesach, you can bring the Shlamim too. Ka Mashmalon. And that's what it is actually teaching me. So that's my second answer. Again, on this key point, which is going to come back to your question of what the status is of the Onain on that first night, we are bothered because on the one hand, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says the night after the Misa is only a Derabanan, and therefore Pesach should be Mutter. On the other hand, we have him quoted saying Pesach is Aser. So our first answer is he didn't really mean it. Pesach was just thrown in there. And our second answer is that it's talking about the Shalmei Pesach. It didn't mean Pesach. You thought I said Pesach. I really said Shalmei Pesach. And then tomorrow, God willing, we'll have more answers that are offered.